reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. Hope you're doing great and everything is just fine with you. Now that we have your precious attention, buckle up to fly beyond the surface of your favorite topics. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma, at your service as the host. Well, as for our dear guests, I should say today is heaven. I have two of my very dear amazing friends and together we'd provide some captivating, thought-provoking stuff for you. And I forgot to tell you that both of them are Zainab. So I shall add that S on you, Zainab.
Yes. However, okay. I'm Zainab Sadat. You can call me Zainab Sadat,
yes,
in order
Zainab
to differentiate.
Now between that you introduced yourself, please give us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm Zainab Sadat. I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And
so great.
And of course, one of my big interests is in religious studies. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because of my interest and my studies that I have the privilege of sitting in front of you today.
Oh, no, then on the other side, I have my dear one, Zainab.
Zainab Askari.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
And you, Zainab, please give us a bit about your field of study.
Okay. Well, I have done my master's in linguistics from India.
Yes.
And then I am still engaged in religious studies in the Hausa of Qom as
so
of now.
So I am over exhilarated to be with both of you.
Thank you.
I'm sure we're going to set the table on fire. So as we just grow older, we start to have some role models. We start to take different things as our guides. And they turn out to be what they call life guides. They would lead us throughout our lives. When we talk of guides, it's not going to turn into a good guide. It's not going to be something that would help us to grow and flourish. Sometimes we have a wrong notion in our brain and we stick to it without going back and looking what exactly is the component of that thinking, of that guide, of that role model, call it whatever you wish. Now, we are going to talk on the importance of these guides in our lives. Ever since you were a child, have you ever happened to have a hero, a role model?
Of course. I would say yes. Well, as a child, I think throughout my journey, I am 30 right now, so 30, 31. So in all these 31 years, I would say that I would have had one life guider who guided me. So they have been different people. Like as I was a child, I saw my uncle. Mm-hmm. And I would see him making efforts and I would like to be like him making efforts in the life. Or he taught me a lot of things in my life. So because I was not, my both parents were working, so I was not with them. I was not living with my parents for a long time. So since I was 9 till
so he turned into your life guider.
Yes, he turned into my life guider, like looking at him, teaching me things, showing me things, making me realize about the outside world.
And has it ever happened to you that say to yourself, oh, what a mistake I did. He's not such a good person to be my guide.
I wouldn't say that I regretted what kind of a mistake it was. Oh my God. But I always have seen that I wish the life guiders I met later in my life, I wish I had these guiders since the very beginning of my life. But I owe a big thank you to everyone. As Imam Ali al-Islam puts it, I am servant to every person who taught me even a single word.
Yeah.
So yes, I personally am very grateful to everyone. I'm not regretting why this particular person was my life guide at a particular time. But the life guides who I met later in my life, I really feel like I wish I met them
earlier,
back
in time.
Back in the time. My life would have been pretty different. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you later who they were if Zainab Sadat wants to put something.
Well, talking about my hero, the one who guided me in my life. What I'm going to say might seem cliche somehow, but my mother is the...
So as the mother is the daughter.
My mother is the person who taught me a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
She made me realize my mistakes. She made me see how to be good. She taught me how to be good. Of course, I didn't take most of her lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good person as the one as I wanted to be. You know, lots of mistakes of mine have been just discerned by her.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me realize lots of things and taught me lots of things as well.
So that's very great.
And you know, as it is for most of the daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the girls, some of the mothers and daughters have more close relationship. And I think I was one of those group of girls whose mother was their friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would say the one who guided me was my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah. And when I grew up, I started to share that bond with my siblings. Mm-hmm. And my older brother also became a source of inspiration for me. And good. I'm always proud to look at him as my guide.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the sort of mentality he has is what they call outside the box. He usually thinks outside the box. And it's sort of very interesting for me to learn new concepts from him. He always sheds light on sort of things that I have never thought about.
A new aspect. He sees new aspects of
a new perspective.
I really love this.
That's very nice. We'll be back in no time, dear audience. Stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So now, as we grow older, just as I said at the beginning, when we are young, we have some very simple, as you just said, simple, ordinary guys like dad, mother, siblings, family, yeah, whatever. But when we grow older, things start to change. When you go to university...
Like this changed for me.
Yeah. When you go to university, you would read more of books. And okay, those books are specialized into some very different directions that you have never thought before. So sometimes they're going to open some windows that are pretty much dangerous. And you can see it in different aspects of life. There are people who have got some notions that are mostly wrong, but they're not aware of the wrong things that they are following. So let's talk about this point. The point that people study, they put their books on the pedestal, or a sort of a special person book, whatever, help me with the other points,
mentor,
with the items.
Some mentor.
Yeah, mentors, of course. That's very true. Whatever that they put into pedestal without looking beyond the curtains.
Yes.
Without having an overview of what is happening to them. And they follow that, just like a life guide that we had in our childhood. They grow with that notion as well. Now, I don't say that having a life guide is a wrong thing, but I say that on and on, you have to have an overlook upon that. You know what I mean? You have to check it. You have to check that the thing that you're following is actually true and is leading you into salvation.
That's what I was telling you. Like the life guides I met later in the life,
yeah,
I was realizing I wish I met them back in the time and my life would have been pretty different. For example, this time, at this point of my time, as a child or as a youth, when I was so much rebellious, energetic and all, I would have not been as much forgiving as I'm right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I am pretty forgiving right now.
Yes, and
if people break up with me, I try to make up with them very soon. Like within, I guess, I think I try to start from myself, putting all ego aside. Just recently, it was the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Baqir al-Islam. And on that day, I messaged everyone, whosoever did wrong with me. I messaged a hadith from Imam Baqir al-Islam that he is depressed and sad with both of the parties who break up for more than 3 days. He's disappointed with both of them. Whosoever I was disappointed with.
So your life guides are Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Of course. Like why I said I wish I met them back in the time, because these are the perfect beings. These are the perfect life guiders. In terms of forgiving, it's Imam Baqir al-Islam. In terms of knowledge, it's Imam Baqir al-Islam.
So even if going to pick life guides, we have to pick ones.
I have a particular, whatever thing I have in my life, if I have a particular quality, it's related to a particular Imam. For example, if I want to give away something from my home, if I want to do charity and all, I would look back to Imam Hassan al-Islam, who gave up his property for more than twice.
Yeah, like it's very nice.
It's hard to give one thing that you really like, but it's really, you can't even imagine to give away entire property.
Yeah.
So when you want to give, I look back at Imam Hassan al-Islam, and that makes it really easy for me. Mm-hmm. Because things that you really like, it's very hard to give away. Things that you dislike, yeah, you don't need, it's very easy to give away. When I want to stand against oppressors, my life guide is Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
That is very
when
nice
I want to be now. When I want to be a courageous speaker, my life guide is Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Fatima the Zahra salam. When I want to be a best hijabi, my life guide is Lady Fatima. So at every point of my life, wherever I want to be a good person.
Yeah.
I don't see it beyond this Ahlul Bayt. I mean,
perfect,
these are the perfect examples, perfect life guiders of your life. I want to be pity. I want to apply taqwa in my life. I would like look at Imam Jawad alayhi salam.
Zainab Sadat, I have this question for you, which might sound a little bit of difficult, but okay. I'm sure you can handle that.
I hope so.
Of course. Do we pick the life guides or they pick us?
The question has different answers and it can be viewed from different dimensions as well. You know, the environment that you must not neglect, the influence that the environment has on you and the role that it has as your guide life, as the guide of your life. You know, as it is in our real life, we have our friends who could be important source of inspiration for us. The social media, the family you are grown up
with. So it is not us the one who picks the life guide.
All these items, they influence us in the way that in subconscious way.
Exactly. That's what I'm after, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not just you and your personal thinking that is going to choose the life guide for you. The environment you're living, the people you're surrounded with, the education you've been through.
Yes, you must not neglect them. They all, even not knowing them, they would influence you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Unconsciously. So you are not aware, but actually somebody else is picking the life guide for you.
Yes, and that is why in lots of hadith, we have heard about the importance of choosing the friend, the good company. These all have positive effects on us. And
actually, the community you pick has got a lot to do with your thinking, with your guiding.
And they, you know what? And they compose and they make your experiences. I wanted to continue Zainab's criteria, and another criteria and another source of guidance would be our experience. When we stay in an environment which is positive, which is full of good people, good consultants, our experiences would be good and they would be beneficial for us. And that's the point.
But we should take that into consideration as well, that sometimes maybe our experience is not a mature one. maybe we should not pin so much of trust on
definitely
that.
Definitely, there are mistakes. You know, we are human beings. Yeah. We make mistakes.
Yeah, we're
and
not
the
infallible.
Point is that we must learn from our mistakes. We must learn
that
from
is
our
the
experience.
Point.
And sometimes even these mistakes are life guiders, you know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's
yes,
very true.
Yes, that's quite true.
Just as we come to this conclusion together, it's time to finish today's episode. Thank you too for being here with me and lending me a helping hand with this topic. And thank you, dear listeners, for sticking around.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.